This final week before Election Day, we're watching a number of close governor's races across the country. In Missouri, Republican Governor Mike Parson is facing a challenge from Democratic State Auditor Nicole Galloway, who would be the first female governor of Missouri if elected. Jason Rosenbaum is a political correspondent for St. Louis Public Radio. And Jason, what's happening in this race in the final week, and what do polls say?
Well, the two candidates are incumbent Governor Mike Parson, who became governor after Eric Greitens resigned. He was previously the lieutenant governor. The Democratic candidate is Nicole Galloway, who is the only Democratic statewide official in Missouri and the only female statewide official in Missouri. Public polls have showed Parson ahead and actually running ahead of Trump in this state, which is unusual because traditionally Republicans don't do as well when the race is between like 0 and 10 points. And most polls show that Trump is on track to win by 6 or 7. So we'll have to see if that bears out, because the conventional wisdom is if it's a closer race than 2016, when Trump won by almost 19, it's not as good for the Republican, in this case Parson, than it could be.
I know that Parson has come under fire regarding his handling of the coronavirus. He even tested positive for the coronavirus himself. What can you tell us a bit about what his actions have been in stemming the number of cases there, and what's been public reaction about that?
Unlike a lot of surrounding states like Illinois, Parson has given authority to localities, mainly counties and bigger cities, to decide restrictions such as mask mandates or occupancy limits. And that has caused a lot of controversy, especially in this race, because someone like Galloway has argued that doing a county by county approach doesn't provide as strong an effort as doing something that's uniform across the state. I have personally actually driven around rural Missouri mainly for mental relaxation, have seen very few people wearing masks because there's no mask mandate in a lot of these rural places. So that has garnered a lot of criticism, but Parson has said that the state is different depending on where you go. It doesn't necessarily make sense to have a one-size-fits-all policy, and enforcing a mask mandate has been challenging even in states like Illinois, which have stringent regulations. So I would say the reception has been mixed, but obviously, as I think has been alluded to, COVID cases in Missouri have been pretty high, and I think it's become a big issue in this race.
Nicole Galloway she's now the only Democrat in statewide office in Missouri. She's also now the only woman who's running for governor. What can you tell us a bit about her?
Nicole Galloway was appointed auditor in 2015 after the death of Republican auditor Tom Schweik. She also has experience as Boone County's treasurer. And I think that she is trying to use her experience as auditor, pointing to the amount of waste and fraud she's uncovered, as kind of a selling point for her candidacy. She's also 38, so she's a millennial. She would be the first millennial governor, and she would be the first female governor if elected. One of her challenges, though, is even though Democrats have made a lot of gains in places like St. Louis County, there's not a lot of evidence that they've won back areas that they've lost over the years in rural and exurban Missouri. So for her to win, she has to do better than just win a lot in St. Louis and Kansas City. She has to broaden her geographical coalition.
Current Governor Parson is an ally of the president in a state that went for President Trump by almost 20 percentage points in 2016. How do you think presidential politics are factoring into this governor's race?
Well, as I mentioned before, typically Missouri statewide elections are heavily connected to the presidential race. And I think that Republicans won up and down the ballot in 16 because it's really, really hard for a Democrat to win when the presidential candidate is losing by 19 points. I think everybody I've talked to in Missouri says Trump is not going to win by 18 or 19 points. It's anywhere from like 3 to 9%. And as I said before, the typical tradition in Missouri is the closer the presidential race is, the better it is for Democrats. So Parson is confident that he'll be able to actually outrun Trump, but it'll remain to be seen. Like the early voting numbers in places like St. Louis County have been huge, and that would be a better sign for Galloway than it is for Parson.
Jason Rosenbaum is political correspondent for St. Louis Public Radio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.